Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It is by God's grace that we woke up this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord, for God has been good to each and every one of us. And I want to thank you for allowing God to be the king of your life, to be the God of your day, to lead, guide, and direct you, because you're still here in the land of the living. God has something for you, and he wants it to manifest in your life. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Teresa Dox, and I am again excited and delighted to be here with you on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon on August 12th, 2020. I'm telling you, we have to take each and every moment, and we must appreciate what God is doing in the midst of the storm. Laugh. In the midst of the storm, praise him. In the midst of the storm, sing your song. In the midst of the storm, do your dance. Amen. because God is watching. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask. And the Bible says, according to the power that worketh within you. Amen. I bring you greetings from Kingdom Builders International, where Elder Docs and myself are the spiritual leaders, and we are truly committed to the manifestations of the sons and the daughters of God. Amen. Amen. Well, we want to give a word of prayer. We want to encourage you to get your Bibles. Get your Bible. If you don't have one, go buy one. Go borrow one. Amen. Because you need your Bible. You need the Word of God. And if you don't know all of the Bible by heart, go get you a Bible. It is the Word of God. The Word of God Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. Don't you want instructions? Amen. Don't you want to have a teachable spirit? You need your Bible. Don't let no one forsake you and make you believe that you can use your cell phone and just pull the Bible up. It's all good, but get your Bibles. You need your hard copy. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord to all my guests and all my faithful listeners and those that are faithful to what God have us doing. I want to thank you for every seed, every prayer. Amen. Every word of encouragement. For truly, as we're fighting this battle, it is needed to have the spirit of encouragement on your life and around you. Amen. Again, I want to say to you that if you are in need of a Bible and you don't have one, give us a shout out. Send us an email. You can send it to kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. And just say, I need a Bible. We'll be more than happy to send you one. And if you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sin, we'll spend some time and minister the gospel to you so you can come in the right relationship with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Well, amen and glory, glory, glory to the Most High King. Amen. We're going to lift up a word of prayer, and then we're going to go to the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. For you are the King of glory, for there is no one like you, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you sit high and you look low, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your all-knowing, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you know the destiny before we get there, Father. And we thank you that you have meant for us to prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. So, Father, we just thank you right now that no weapon formed against this line, no weapon formed against the listeners shall prosper. And we thank you that it's already done. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray and we say yes, hallelujah, and amen, amen. There's nothing like the King of glory. There's no one like the King of Kings. He is the King of Kings. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Amen. The Lord, mighty and strong. Amen. Glory to God. Well, wherever you are, that he neither sleep nor slumber, just know that God is with you at all times. Just know that there's a call and there is an assignment that God have ordained for your life. Sometimes we can miss what God have purposed for us to do. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get ready to manifest. Get ready to manifest. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to take just a brief music break, and I will be right back. Stay with me. Don't leave. I'll be right back. Hallelujah. God, you're welcome in this place. Glory to God. We again say no weapon formed against this line shall prosper. But I'm going to ask you, if you would, be so kind to turn your Bibles to Romans 8 and 19. Amen. Romans 8 and 19. We're going to be talking about the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. We are all the sons of God. We are all God's children. Amen. So I want you to get your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Hallelujah. You know, the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Where are they? Will the real sons of God please stand up? Will the real people of God please stand up? Yes, 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 the churches have closed. Yes, 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 the doors are not open. Yes, 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 God never sleeps. He never slumber. And he's never wrong. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says, for the earnest expectation of the Creator, creatures waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Manifestation. What does that mean? What does that mean? God is expecting something. The manifestation of the sons of God. The manifestation of the baby to be born. The manifestations of the daughters to take their place. Let me tell you. Manifestation. What does that mean? I'm so happy and glad that you asked. Manifestation is an indication of the existence, the reality, or the presence of something. One of the forms in which someone is or something, such as a person or a divine being or an ideal, is revealed. So once it's revealed, it manifested. Once that baby popped out, it's a boy, hallelujah. It's an act of showing or displaying demonstration. God is you waiting on God? Mm-hmm. You're waiting on him. God said, I'm waiting on you. God said, I am waiting on you. Do you believe that God is waiting on you? How could big G be waiting on a little G? God said, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to accept your assignment. I'm waiting on you to walk in your calling. I'm waiting on you to know that I called you to minister the reconciliation of man back unto me. That's our job. You was not just born to be born. You were given to the earth to serve. Amen. It's not me. I. That's mine. No. It's God's. To God be all of the glory. God is waiting. God is in expectation for the caterpillar to become a butterfly. Good example. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Bible is real. The Word of God is the characteristics of Christ. It's the ways of Christ, the heart of Christ, the mind of Christ. That's why it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to study the Word. The Bible says to study, hallelujah, to show yourself approved, right? To rightly divide the Word of God. See, when you rightly divide the Word of God, you get revelation. When you get revelation, you get interpretation. And when you get interpretation, there becomes manifestation. Amen. Are you ready to manifest? Are you ready? How you living? Amen. How are you living? Are you serving people? Are you loving people? Are you forgiving people? Are you assisting people? Amen. Are you judging people? Amen. What are you doing? How are you living? You know, the older people would always say, how you living? Instead of saying, how you doing, they'll say, how you living? So I ask you that question today. How are you living? You don't have to answer. I know you want to. But answer the question within, because you know when night comes, how you living. You know that no man know the day nor the hour that God is coming back. Why? Because he's coming back. And he said, I'm coming back like a thief in the night. Glory to God. No man know the day nor the hour. It sounds like a sneak attack to me. He said, no man know the day or the hour. So when you lay your head down to rest, you don't know if you're going to get back up. Because he's coming like a thief in the night. It's imperative that when we lay our head down, that all is well. That you're able to say, all is well. If God come get me through the night, all is well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How are you living? It's time to manifest. Manifest what? Manifest what? I want to encourage you. Turn your Bibles to John 1 and 12. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you are flipping the scriptures with me today. These words have life. Amen. Allow the Lord to breathe on you life so that you may what? Live. Not only are you living, but you're living to the fullness of the glory of God. Amen. That means that your days are at peace. You're not struggling because you wake up in peace, because you go to sleep in peace. Why? Because you're manifesting. John 1 and 12 says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. To all who did receive him, you received him. He gave you the right to become a child of God. You receive him, you got him. He's your daddy. Amen. And then he said, when you receive him, you keep his commandment. That's how he know that you his. Amen. Because when you raise your children up, you teach them certain things. You show them certain things. Why? So that they can resemble you. And the whole point of the matter is you want them to what? Act like you. You want them to look like you. You don't want them to get out there and act a certain way. And others will say, they don't have no home training. Yes, yes, we don't want that to happen. But glory to God, because when you train up your children in the way that they should go, the Bible says that when they get old, they will not depart from it. You can tell when someone have had a mother or father that reared them up in the Word, or reared them up in the Bible, or reared them up in Sunday school, or made sure they go to church. It's just certain attributes that you have, and it shows who you are, who you belong to. So we're talking about manifestation of the sons of God. Power to become. When you believe God endow his power, come. The right, you have the right, you have the authority, you have the privilege, because of who you are. When you accept Christ in your life, he's the whole reason for your being. So it's not just like you going through the motion, and some people say, going alone to get along. No, we're not doing that anymore. Faking it to make it. No, no, no. That's not happening now. Because we're in a season that Jesus' whole reason for coming to this earth was not just to save the lost, but to restore us back to our rightful place as the sons of God. See, it's through the peace and the process of forgiveness and regeneration, the blood and the spirit. I'm going to break that down to you. The Bible says that salvation is accomplished not only by the cleansing of the blood of Jesus, but also the regeneration by the Spirit. Okay, let's make it plain. Being born again. So once our spirit has been regenerated, then us to live, his spirit becomes to live, it comes to live inside of us. He actually will live inside of you. And what would bother you, there's a grace that comes. There's a grace that comes when you will be disturbed and tore up from the floor up because of what someone said, you're able to say, I'm not moved. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by your thoughts. I am not moved by your actions. I am not moved by your words. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. And that's why I love, love, love this song.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
I'm trying to tell you something. When the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, there's a grace that comes. And the grace endowment empowers you to become what God called you to become. So you're not moved by the traps. You're not moved by the attacks of the enemy. You're not moved, and you're able to say, I'm not moved by that. I'm only moved by the word of God. It's a process. It's a process, family. It is a process. See, once our spirit has been regenerated and the Holy Spirit becomes a part of our lives and lives inside of us, we become, by virtue of the indwelling of the Spirit of God, the sons of God. Oh, I just love the revelation. Listen, when the Holy Spirit started living inside of you, guess what? He got his name on you. Because Jesus came to make the pathway straight, to make every crooked way straight. Why? So the Spirit of the Lord could come and reside in you and reside in me. So he had to depart. He said, I got to go, because if I don't leave, Holy Spirit can't come. And Holy Spirit going to come and he's going to dwell with you. Amen. He's going to reside in you. And when he resides in you and live in you, guess what? He's going to lead, hallelujah, guide, hallelujah, and direct you to all truth. We've been set up. We've been set up for a blessing. So we don't have to be disturbed by Satan's devices if we stay in the presence of the Holy Spirit. He said, if you want to walk with me, and talk with me and live with me, I made it available. See, as born-again believers, the only thing between you and the manifestation of your call, of your assignment in the kingdom, or the manifestation of the sonship is knowledge and application. Listen, only thing between it is knowledge and application. Yes, you're all that, and you don't even know it. You all of that and some. Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Because he have empowered you. He have given you authority. He have given you the right. He have given you privilege. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I'm telling you, you have the power to become. Don't let no one tell you what you're not. And then again, don't even let them dwell in your presence. Hallelujah. I'll tell you why. If they're not celebrating you and they're tolerating you, Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy of appreciation, because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. You are adopted into the body of God. Okay, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Everything has to be substantiated with the word. So flip your scriptures, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. I feel like a morning star. You know the song, I feel like a morning star. Okay. I spare you. But I want you to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. He is faithful. If you want more of him, get you some quiet time. Get in his presence. Enhance your prayer life. Celebrate your praises with your time with him. God's going to do it. God's going to do it for you because he's resting inside of you. And all he's saying is, I need you to manifest. I need you to manifest. And the only thing between the manifestation is knowledge and application. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got another song. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. All right. Let's read. And the Bible says, according as his divine power has given to who? Unto us, unto you, unto me, unto us. He said, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory, listen, and virtue, whereby are given unto us. When I said you got it going on, listen what it says. Whereby are given unto us, listen, exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these yet might be partakers of the divine nature. I told you got it going on. Listen what this last phrase says. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, you're chosen. God have chosen you. You are a new creature. Old passed away. And all things, not just some things, but all things have become new. When you become in love with the things of God, you're not faking it to make it. You get hungry. You get hungry for truth. You get hungry for knowledge. And in order to receive that, you have to forgive. Forgiveness is the key. Because God said, if you don't forgive those, if you don't forgive, God said, I won't forgive you. And then he said, I will not hear nor answer your prayer. I want to give you abundance of things. I want to live in you. I want to direct you. I want to give you a grace that surpasses all understanding. I want to give you that peace. I want to give you all of me, says the Lord. You know, I got these scriptures, and I pray that you're taking notes, because in Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 10, Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 10, the Bible says, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So what does that mean? That means that must Jesus bear the cross alone and all of us go free? Suffering is part of the territory. Suffering has to come so that you can get stronger, so that you can be, as my niece said when she was little, I'm getting bigger and I am getting stronger. That's how we got to live our life. Get bigger and get stronger so that you can manifest. When the darts are thrown at you, point where you're kind of happy about it, because right after that, there's a manifestation of the blessings. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Have you ever noticed that every single time things seem to be going well, everything starts falling apart? Why? Because there's a blessing knocking at the door. Hallelujah. God want to bless you. God want to live inside of you. God wants you to love. God wants you to give. God wants you to show that you belong to him. God wants you to show others that he lives inside of you. You are a thermostat. You're a thermostat. You set the atmosphere. What kind of atmosphere are you setting? And then I ask the question, how are you living? How you living? How you living? Ask yourself, who are you mad at? Who are you holding the ought against? These are the things that's keeping you from manifesting. We got to manifest. We got to ask God, Lord, what should I be doing in this season? Yes, I'm going to stand, but while I'm standing, I should be manifesting. Amen. Those troubles, every time you turn around is this. Every time you turn around is that. You should rejoice because God is empowering you. He is enabling you. He is strengthening you. Don't you feel it? And then you get so strong, you look at that demon, you be like, I already dealt with you. I know how to master you. Oh, I deal with you too, and your cousin, and your mama, and your auntie. I dealt with all of those demons. So guess what? You overcame by the words of your testimony, the blood of the Lamb. Listen, it's power that God have already given for you to manifest. If you don't know what you're called to do, you don't know what your gifts are, I want to encourage you to join us in prayer. Join us so that we can pull down revelation so God may reveal to you what you need to be doing. Listen, I said in the beginning of the broadcast that we don't know the day nor the hour. We don't know. But what we do know is coming back. And we need to have our work done. We're not going to be judged by our sins because we're believers, right? Jesus came, he died for our sins. He died for our sins of the past, sins of omission, sins of commission. He handled his business. We're going to be judged by our obedience. Our obedience, what God has called you to do, what he sent you here to do. You're a messenger. You should be doing your work. Yes, if it's going to feed the hungry, if it's going to nursing homes, whatever you could do without getting paid, it's pretty much what you're called to do. You just love it. You don't even have to get paid for it. You just love it. Amen. I know when the Lord told me that I was a spiritual midwife, I didn't even know what it was. I had to look it up. And when he told me, you know, Google wasn't around. So, you know, here I'm flipping the dictionary and doing my research, going through the encyclopedia, the Bible, hallelujah. But I was determined to find out what it meant. What it meant. What did it mean to be a spiritual midwife? And I was like, Lord, at that time I wasn't even married. And I was trying to connect the dots. But a spiritual midwife? And, you know, I was like, hadn't even accepted my call, but I knew that it was in ministry. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but I knew that I had to get there. So I looked it up. A spiritual midwife is skilled and practiced to recognize the divine source of all life, to give pregnant woman or unborn baby deliverance, to bring the baby into manifestation. So I had to connect that. I had to get revelation. I had to try to understand what God was telling me to do. And guess what? Now I understand. I understand that my job is to feed God's people and to birth them into purpose. Amen. So you pray for me while I'm praying for you, but I want to encourage you to know that it's very, very crucial that you manifest. Don't let nobody talk you out of what God tell you to do. Take you away from your purpose. Take you away from your assignment. Take you away for what you're responsible. Can't nobody do it like you do. It's for you to do. But then if you decide not to do it, guess what? God will make somebody just like you to complete the task. We don't want that to happen. Amen. There are certain rights and privileges that comes with sonship. Amen. And when I say sonship, we're all sons. We're all sons. Amen. I want to give you a couple points, and then I'm going to let you go about your day. But again, I want to thank my faithful listeners, and I pray that the seed that's being imparted in your spirit, that you take it and you water it so it can grow in your life. Amen. The first point I want to give you is, number one, the authority and the power over all Satan kingdom has been given to you. You already have the authority over it and the power to overcome all of Satan's traps. Turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. You take the scriptures and you get your answers. Anything you don't know? You know, a lot of times we'd be like, hey, Google, let Google lead you to the scriptures. Say, what does the Bible say about blah, 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 blah? And the Bible says, behold, I have given you power, authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. See, this power he's speaking of, positional power. God's trying to talk to you. God's trying to let you know that with him, all things are possible. First point. Second point, every promises of God belongs to you. Did you know that? That every promise God gave belongs to you, part of your inheritance as a child of God. So we don't have to pray for it, and we don't have to fast for it. You don't even have to be good enough for it. And guess what? You don't even have to earn it. You just have to take your place as his son, as his daughter, and just receive it. All his promises. Do your declarations. Do your affirmations. Can you prove that you are a son of God? Is your calling and election sure, or are you tossed this way and that way? One minute you're okay, the next minute you want to choke somebody, the next minute you want to blase, blase, blase. But how can you prove it? You prove it by the scriptures. You prove it by the scriptures. And I'm going to give you a scripture. You jot these scriptures down so that your calling election can be made sure. Memorize some of them. So when the devil tells you what you're not, you can tell him what you are. Amen? And don't let no one speak nothing over you that you're not. Amen. You don't have to be all rude. You don't have to be discombobulated. If they say you're not, you tell them I'm a child of God. And you can say it kindly. You can say it with a smile. Amen. But 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21 through 23. Therefore, let no man glory in man. For all things are yours. Were Paul and Apollo and Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ's. You didn't know you was a Christ, did you? Ye are Christ's. You belong to him. And Christ is God's. I'm telling you, powerful. You are well able to take the land. You're well able. I got a couple more scriptures, and then I'm going to release you from the line. Romans 8:32. I just want to encourage you today. I just want you to be full of fire. I want you to resist the devil, submit to God, and win. Amen. Resist the devil, submit to God, and win. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Romans 8:32. For the Bible says, he that spareth not his own son, but delivereth him up for all. We the all. For us all of us, not just the preachers, not just the teachers, not just the evangelists, the apostles, and the pastors. Oh, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Start that business. You're not too old. You know, your heart desire, you know you've been wanting to do this. And now you're being like, well, I'm 100. Now I can't do it. No, you're not. You're right in the right season of your life to make it happen, because you build it and you give it to your seed. You give it to your family. Amen. Ephesians 1:3. The Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Like I said, I just want to encourage you. I want you to run this race. I want you to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want you to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, because that's the will of God for your life. Amen. We got to do this thing. See, to inch is a cinch. Yard by yard is hard, but there's nothing impossible to them that believe. If you believe it and God confirmed it in your spirit, go after it. Go after it. Start with nothing to create something, because you're a little G anyway. That's how your daddy did it. He started with nothing and created everything. He said, let there be. So you begin to say, let there be. Hallelujah. People are going to think you're crazy, but God knows. Amen. I want you to hold on, because guess what? A change is coming. I prophesy over your life that you shall manifest, you shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord, that the desires of your heart will line up with the will of God, and you shall cause things to happen that others will see and know that you belong to the King of Glory. Amen, amen. I want you to remember the story of the prodigal son. Remember the son that stayed home and how he was angry when his brother came home? Listen to him. Listen. In Romans 15:29 and 30. Listen what he said. And he answered, said to his father, lo, those many years do I serve you, neither transgress it, I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, that was a goat, that I may make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son come, where has devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fattest calf. Listen to his words. Listen what he said. This is verse 31, this chapter 15. He said, and he said unto him, son, thou art even with me, and all that I have is thine. That's what the Lord is saying to you. All that I have is yours. All that I have is yours. And he owns everything. I'm telling you, my spirit is laughing. It's laughing, because there's nothing impossible. Just believe. I could go on and on. But, you know, I'm going to spare you, because I want you to know that there is no good thing that God will withhold from us if we walk upright. It's time to manifest. You thought you was finished. but it's time to manifest. You thought you was through. You thought it was a time when you said, you know, I done this and I've done that. I'm kind of, you know, I'm good. You know, I've been doing this over 30 years. I'm good. No. You have only just begun. You've only just begun. God want to use you. God have need of what he have given you. He want to pull out some of that interest, some of that investment. Why? Why would God want to use me? Why would God want to use you? You know, you really know how you feel. You really know how you are. But God still, he still have need of you. Do you believe that? I want you to put your hands up in the air. And I want you to ask God to give you a downpour. You know, just begin to say, show me. Reveal to me that I'm your son. Reveal to me, Lord, that I'm your daughter. Show me your ways. For I belong to you, God, and I want you to lead me, and I want you to guide me. Ye koraba se talarabo se korama. For the Lord is saying, receive my peace. Receive my peace. I want to shower you with my best, says the Lord. I want to dress you. I want to equip you. I want to qualify you. And I want you to have the confidence in me, says the Lord. Thank you, Father. There is nothing like God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just tell him thank you. Father, we ask you to forgive us for any areas of our lives that we have not lined up with your will. We have not lined up with your way, Father. But, Father, our hands are lifted up to you today. God, we're sorry that we made you wait for long, God. But we ask you to pierce our minds, our thoughts, so that we'll be more like you, so we'll know the way. We'll know your desires. Give us that time with you, Father. And we thank you for giving us the keys to the kingdom, God. We want to be used by you for your glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, ask, seek, and knock. And the door shall be open. Glory to God. The door is open, people. is open. It's open. And the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Here we are. Will the real sons of God please stand up? Amen, amen, amen. I just pray that you're able to rejoice today because your calling and your election have been made sure. Amen, 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 and amen. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for just being committed to the things of God. I want to thank you for allowing God to use you. I want to thank you for just connecting yourself with the things of the kingdom. Amen. Amen. And I can't leave this out, but if you like what we're doing, we want you to, as we push you, we want you to push us. So as we give out, that you'll give out. Sharing is caring. Can't leave it out. If I didn't have to do this, I wouldn't. But the Lord impressed upon me that the blessing is really yours. If you want to sow into where we're going, we want to give you the website, want to give you our app, and you can go to www.giveify.com, which is GiveLify.com, and just look for Kingdom Builders, or you can look for Pastor Teresa, Elder Dots, and you can see the many programs that we have. And you can sow. If you want to get a book out, we got that program going. We want to encourage you. And even to the point where I am a business coach, and I do certified business coach. And if I can help you in any way to establish your business, you want a 501c3, we can make it happen for you. It's all about making it happen. It's all about pushing forward. It's all about becoming the son of the living God. Amen, amen. Again, you can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. And if you don't know God in the pardon of your sin, we want you to accept him today. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. If you accepted Christ, you want to be counseled, you can give us a call. We'd be more than happy to spend time with you. If you know someone that needs ministering to, have them give us a call. One of our ministerial staff would be more than happy, or myself or elder would be more than happy to travail with them. Amen. Amen. Again, we thank you. We love you. May the peace of God rule your heart. May the love of God keep you, and may you forever be properly aligned with the things of the kingdom of God. And with that being said, we're going to release you from the line with my favorite song. God bless everyone, and just know that God provides.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. God can do for you. soul tonight. Close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat. Or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see. And my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah, He will provide before your eyes. Oh,
let God provide. Amen. God bless everyone. Have a terrific rest of the day. And God bless you, and we love you.
Watch God provide.